Proclamation number 7201 of 3rd of November, 1958. God Himself guarantees the truth. You represent the truth. If you unite with me in order to receive purest truth, you are also my representatives on earth from that time on. Then you are merely the mediators who enable a supply of truth which seems natural to people. Otherwise I myself would have to speak loudly and audibly, and this would be a certain compulsion of faith which would have an unfavorable effect on people's souls. People shall be guided into truth. They can only receive the truth from me as the eternal truth. Thus I have to convey it to them through a human being who, as it were, can only be regarded as a mouthpiece through whom my flow of love is conveyed. And this flow of love, my pure word, must now also arrive on earth exactly as it originates from me. My word can only flow into a person purely and unadulterated, and will also be received by him in exactly the same way. And a person in whom my spirit is thus active is solely at my disposal, and I will not allow my adversary to use the same instrument in order to express himself in the same way. Therefore, the objection that there is no guarantee that the spiritual knowledge received by my servant is my word is pure, unadulterated truth is completely invalid. It truly must be possible for me to convey the truth to people if I want to do so. And the fact that I want to do so is based on my love for my living creations, which only find the way to me through the truth. You humans cannot dispute my love and my power. And if it were not possible to convey the truth purely to earth, my power would also be disputed. You humans often don't know what you are saying. You think you are clever and want to instruct your fellow human beings, and yet you contradict yourselves precisely in the so-called fundamental truths. On the one hand, you want to portray me as the highest and most perfect being, and yet you deny me the simplest characteristics of my perfection by granting my adversary the power to displace me and to use a person in my stead who has offered himself for my service. But consider the untenability of your claim. Consider how small you make me out to be if I did not want to or could not prevent such things. The great spiritual adversity consists precisely in the fact that people walk in darkness, that they are spiritually blind, and that lies and error darken their path of life. And again my love will endeavor to convey the truth to them, which alone illuminates the path that leads to me. And thus it will certainly also be possible for me to protect a suitable tool from being used by my adversary. And the fact that I do so is certainly more credible than that I don't. Otherwise it would be completely impossible to bring the truth to you humans. But then you can also reject the scriptures which announce my working of the Spirit to you. You can reject every word I spoke as the man Jesus on earth. Your faith in me is truly weak. You who deny that the pure truth from God is directly conveyed to you humans, and your faith is therefore weak because you lack the truth, because you have already been so darkened in your thinking by error and lies through my adversary. And I will bring you light so that you will learn to think differently. And if you humans, who deny my direct working, would turn to me yourselves in your thoughts and to ask for clarity, you would truly find it, for I give answers to every serious questioner which will also seem acceptable to him. Yet most of you feel too exalted to address such a serious question to the one who alone can answer it, because you think you are clever. But your hearts can only become enlightened if you accept the truth from me. Yet as long as you reject it, it will remain dark night and you will be in greatest danger of perishing in it. For darkness will not bring salvation to anyone. Amen.